add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
.46 Malusis with you. Wednesday midday in for BT and Sal. 888-808-1019 is your number to call. Michael Toms Rivers up next to the fan. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. No, I was listening before, and it's not just you, but other people have said this, and people always say, oh, well, if Rodgers stays healthy. You could say that about any single player, though. You know, like, if Patrick Mahomes gets injured, the Chiefs aren't who they are. You know, Lamar Jackson, whoever you want to bring up. And so I think the Jets have made better depth moves than they did last year, though. I mean, they went into Rodgers knowing what, you know, like he was an older quarterback, and they're falling back on Zach Wilson. I think that's their biggest mistake.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, to have a backup quarterback last year, we addressed it at the time, that you had no intention of playing makes no sense. I mean, you're stupid as an organization. That falls on Joe Douglas. The expectations, though, Michael, you know this. Rodgers goes down to a season-ending injury, significant injury. The season expectations would change with Tyrod Taylor.
I think he's better than... I think you go to the playoffs with Tyrod Taylor.
You could, but the expectations of winning a Super Bowl would come to an end.
Oh, but that's... look at the Colts, right? Anthony Richardson gets hurt. Minshew comes in and he brings up to the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like if you get that depth, I think that's more important. I mean, obviously, do you think Tommy DeVito is better than Tyrod Taylor?
No, I do not.
Right,
I think the way the Giants wanted to bring Tyrod Taylor back, I think the way that Tyrod Taylor was handled coming off of injury led him to go to the Jets, as we saw last night. So he was upset and bothered by the fact that he did not get his job back right away. But the expectations are not one and the same. Like, it's different. Yes, Gardner Minshew played really, really well for the Indianapolis Colts, but let's look at it. The expectations when you acquire Aaron Rodgers is not to get to the postseason. The goal is to win a Super Bowl. And now he's 40, coming off. Now he's 40, going to be 41 in December, coming off a torn Achilles. Played 4 plays last year. Offensive line has been revamped. Let's not change the messaging or move the goalposts. Those are the expectations, Michael. That's why you bring the player in at this stage, is to try and do something you haven't done in quite some time.
No, like, I just think winning the Super Bowl is a very hard thing to do for anybody.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I know, so that's why you're in the game. That's why you would go get a Davante Adams, not to just make the playoffs. The goal is, let's compete with the Buffalo Bills to win the AFC East, and let's go out there and try and win a Super Bowl. That's the goal. Now, you might not accomplish it, but let's not all of a sudden make it out to be, well, no, we're trying to win 11, 12 games this year. And if we get to the playoffs, or get to the playoffs, win a round, and that would be a successful year. No, I mean, in essence, the window here, and Aaron Rodgers knows this, Sala knows this, Joe Douglas knows this, every one of those players understand it. That's why they have the belief in Aaron, is to go out there and try and win that Vince Lombardi trophy.
It was up to you. What would you change? Like, what was one last thing?
What would I change? Like,
what I mean in the sense of, like, what are the Jets still missing, do you think?
I don't really think they're missing all that much. Like, I don't think they necessarily need Davante Adams in order to win or be successful as an offense. Rodgers, I think, is going to make guys around him better. It would make everyone's jobs a lot easier based on the fact, and I wouldn't scoff at the idea or criticize. I don't think there's anybody that would go take a negative slant of acquiring Davante Adams. The issue you'd have is looking at Adams and saying, well, the Jets aren't one of those teams that you look at and say, yes, I believe they are going to be successful no matter what. It's more a case of, well, you're waiting for the other shoe to fall, kicking the tin can down the street. Failure is coming. We expect gloom and doom. Oh, the pain, as we've heard Beningo say time and time again. It is tough to be a Jet fan. They will ultimately fail. They will ultimately embarrass themselves. They know no other way. That is what has defined Jet football in this Jet organization year in and year out. And Rodgers was brought here to change all that. Even at this stage of his career, even at, you know, how many years he decides to play left, whether this being his last season, next year being his last year, who knows? Taking it one year at a time. But Rodgers ultimately was brought here to try and win a Super Bowl. That's the goal. And that should be the goal. I mean, that's not outlandish. That's not it. I mean, it's not a matter of just trying to change the culture. The ultimate goal is to try and win. Woodbury, we go. It's Sammy. It's the fan. What's going on, Sammy?
Hey, I love your show, by the way. I think you should do this every day.
Okay, Sammy. Thank you, buddy. What's on your mind?
Do you think the Mets should trade Alonso after his home run derby thing? Really, that much value anymore.
You think that's how you're going to grade out? Why exactly, Sammy, would you grade Pete Alonso based on what he did in the home run derby?
Because he's always this home run derby champ and stuff. He won 2 years. He's good.
Yeah, he's been in it 5 years. He's won it a couple times. I get it. You know, he had a bad performance on Monday night down in Arlington, Sammy. But if you're going to call these airwaves and appreciate the compliment and the sentiment... but if you're going to call these airwaves and think that the Mets are grading out Pete Alonso based on the fact of what he did in the home run derby, that is not part of the equation. And the Mets right now have played themselves, as we discussed on Monday and Tuesday, into contention in the wild card race in the National League. And I don't think they're going to be, and he brought it up when he got interviewed before the home run derby, that he doesn't want to go anywhere. This is home. He doesn't want to get traded. And I don't think the Mets are going to be trading Pete Alonso come the MLB trade deadline. I do not. As long as this team continues to play well, because I think Steve Cohen understands the value of having a successful baseball team or having a winning product, a watchable product, a good product on the field. And this lineup has been really good. What the Mets need to go out there and do and what the Mets need to go out there and address would be the back end of that bullpen. And we've had a number of Met fans call up and throw in trade offers and the like. That's something that David Stearns, and they've got to get into that sooner rather than later, because you're looking at a, number one, overstressed, overused, lack of talent bullpen that has been an absolute albatross. It is amazing when you look at the way that this bullpen is pitched for the Mets that they're still sitting three games over the .500 mark.